Right, first bit, your new album, Wildcard, has just been launched in the UK. Can you tell me how the writing process went for this album?
Yeah, we actually started sitting down with the whole band, jamming in a bit of an old-fashioned style, seeing if that would bring, you know, anything. But we soon noticed that this wasn't the way, then we started sending ideas back and forth to each other. Soon find out that mostly York, also one of the guitar players, and Ruben Leija, the keyboard player, had a lot of, you know, nice ideas and had a nice flow together, working on some ideas, and together with my vocal lines, I guess that became and the inspiration of the other guys became the first song. But then I got sick and the whole process stopped, and when I came back after that, I was like, okay, what we need is someone to kind of guard this process, to speed it up and to give it more direction, you know, a better lead and things. And that's where Joost van de Gloed came in, and with him we made a musical mood board to sort of give a line to our ideas, like, hey, what do we want as main ingredients? Can we make a list of, like, ideas, what we'd like to, you know, have, like, a long list of all kinds of songs that would inspire? And that worked really good, so the four of us continued working on the songs, and that's how we kind of finished it.
Okay, because the first album, I think you wrote before the rest of the band joined, didn't you?
Indeed, yeah, the first one was written with Joost van de Gloed and a German guitar player, yeah.
Okay, and what are your inspirations for writing the lyrics?
Well, there are actually always things that come from my own life, things that I found, you know, that I question or that happened to me or, you know, make me think or, you know, whatever drew my attention. This time, my burnout, the time I was sick, was quite a source of inspiration. So that is where the anatomy of a nervous breakdown comes from, and lyrics like Nothing and I Can Become and a Mandatory, the bigger distance, but also related to this theme. I wouldn't call this an album, like a concept album, though, because Synth or song like a Fringe, well, for songs, but still, or Wild Card, Wolf and Dog, they all have, you know, subjects on their own.
Okay. And you sing both the clean vocals and also some growls. Is it hard to do both?
Well, I've always sang clean, so the growl part is the first time I've used it, and that was a new challenge there, because I've been studying vocals for 6 years, but never worked on that. You know, it really grew throughout the years, and out of my interest to try and master that technique, and when it started to feel right, I started experimenting with it. It was really nice to see that it worked, and the combination, I must say, is really challenging, yes.
Right, yeah. And on the album, you've got several special guests. You've got Mark Jansen, Marcella Bovio, Devin Townsend, amongst others. How did you decide who you wanted to have appear on the album?
You know, we have some, like, guest solo singers. We kind of had a short list of wishes, like, you know, who could be cool, who could fit Teresa, but then you need songs to fit to them. So when Injuries No Crime was born, that was, you know, a perfect trick for Mark, and the same with Neurasthenia and Devin Townsend. While the other corporations started out of a different, you know, came from a different angle, like the bass player, for instance, also the Stream of Passion bass player, Johan from Stratum, he came in because our initial bass player left us quite suddenly before the recording, and we couldn't find a new bass player as band member at the time, because I was touring with Nightwish in Australia. So we found someone we knew could, you know, do a good job, and he's also a good friend of producer Joost van de Gloed. So that's how that cooperation came. And with Marcella and Daniel Leung, who sang in the choir, that cooperation started out of a necessity, or like a feeling we had, like, hey, it would be cool not to have a typical classical choir, because the album just didn't really you know, require that. And so we work with people who are familiar with metal and who have experience in singing harmonies in the studio. And so the three of us worked on that in the studio, recorded by Yost, worked on some of the ideas I've made with the pre-production, but also, you know, added some more while working on it, and was a more of a creative process than it usually was, which came out in my objective perspective anyway, really nicely. And in the end, we all of a sudden had a very long list of guests by working this way.
Right, yeah. And was it hard for you to find the time to do the recordings of the vocals? Because obviously you're on tour with Nightwish, so not as easy for you.
Well, yeah, it was a bit of puzzling schedule-wise because, you know, we just planned the recording right before I was asked to come and join them. So we did decide to keep the planning there for at least the instruments. That did mean that I could not be there, which I usually do, so that felt a bit, you know, weird, but it was the best way to do it, and I knew the guys would do a great job without me anyway, and, you know, we had Yost as a producer, so that was all, you know, that felt really good. My recordings came 1 month later than initially planned, but that was actually all that really changed. So when I came back from the tours, we had 3 months in between, you know, the Nightwish shows. So I had 3 months time to record the album, to work on the artwork, the pictures, you know, and a lot of stuff that, you know, needs to get done. And yeah, altogether, like I said, a good puzzle, but it worked.
Right, because I think that's the thing a lot of people don't realize. You're actually very involved in all aspects. You don't just sing and do the music. You do all the business side, and like you say, the artwork and all these other bits.
Well, yeah, Revamp has really started out as like my band. It still is, of course, even though we grew to be more of a band than a bit of a project that we were in the beginning. We really had to grow into that. That was my, you know, goal anyway. So, on the long run, I would love to delegate a little more to other people. We did get a management this time. We re-signed with Nuclear Blast. So a lot of that work goes to, you know, to a record label, to management. But still, someone needs to be the creative spirit behind artwork, or to think of how pictures should look like, or, you know, when the website should get done and all that stuff, and that is usually me. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of things to keep track of and manage.
Yeah, definitely. I been a challenge throughout the last year in a non-stop race to get everything done next to the Nightwish shows, but I'm super happy the way it worked, and it's really not just me working on this. There's a lot of people who put a lot of themselves into this, and we're very happy with how it came out. And I must say, in October, I think I will need a little holiday.
Right, and in a few days' time, you've got your first, you've got your tryout show in Roermond. And then, uh-huh. Then a week later, you have two album launch shows at Dordrecht and Utrecht. Yeah.
Indeed.
It's been quite a while since you were on stage with Revamp. So, are you looking forward to getting back on stage?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be, for me, it's going to be quite a change since touring with Nightwish has been almost a non-stop thing since last year. But at the same time, it's so charming to see the huge differences between, you know, the bands and the vibe and the whole thing. And I really look forward to get back on stage with Revamp now. We've been rehearsing a lot late last week, week before. We'll do some more coming week. And I feel that by the time that we hit the stage for this tryout thing, we're already going to be well-oiled and, you know, as a well-oiled machine. And, the challenge of this song is quite. This song is on Wildcard. Will be there. So it's something to look forward to.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to hearing them live in Dordrecht.
Oh, you're coming! Awesome.
Oh yes, yeah, yeah, coming to both the launch shows.
Oh, that's fantastic to hear. Thank you. Yeah.
And you then got a break of a few weeks before you play a festival in Russia, and then Metal Female Voices.
Yeah, it's a bit of a slow start in a way. I must admit, for myself, that sounds very selfish, but for myself it's quite nice. We're not having too much of a heavy start, since, you know, it's been so much with the tours with Nightwish, plus the preparations of this album. But I'm very happy that in November we'll do a good tour with Camelot. And we're working on way more dates in 2014, also in the UK, because there are no dates there, and this tour with Camelot. There's more coming up in 2014.
Right. And obviously, there's going to be some speculation from the fans, because you're playing Metal Female Voices the same night that Taya plays. So you'll have two Nightwish vocalists playing there. Will there be anything? Will there be any singing together?
I don't think we'll sing together, but we'll definitely drink some wine together. We always do, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, and obviously you've been playing with Nightwish, and you finished with a spectacular show at Wacken in front of a huge crowd.
It was massive.
You look to be having a really good time on stage.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, and I think with the beginning of the show, you had so many flames, it looked like you were trying to outdo Rammstein.
Well, I don't think it's a competition, and I think the vibe of both bands is extremely different. We lost some good fireworks for sure.
Yep, and obviously that's coming out on DVD later this year, so something for the fans to look forward to.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too.
Right, and obviously on the Nightwish tour, you've sang some stuff that was written for Taya and some that was written for Annette. So two quite different vocal styles. Was it difficult doing both at the same time?
No, because for me, I didn't approach them as songs written for someone. I just saw them as songs written to be sang and to be, you know, done my own way. And of course, there were some directions from the guys, but other than that, it was my free interpretation to just give it, you know, what I think is good, and that works. So that approach, I guess, works better than to say, hey, I need to sound like Taya or to sound like Annette or to, you know, mix things. I've always mixed sounds anyway. So in that respect, that was easy. And again, I didn't see it as a song written for someone, just the sound to be sang.
Right. Were there any songs you found particularly difficult to sing live?
Well, I must say they all have their challenges. I think Evergreen is quite a challenge because it's quite high to sing in normal voice, so, you know, not in a head voice or operatic style. So that's a big challenge, not to make it sound too squeaky, to keep the sound full.
Right, yeah. And obviously the question that all Nightwish fans want to know, if they offer you the job as a permanent singer, will you take it?
Well, if they would offer it, I would be honoured.
Right, yeah. Obviously, we've now got to wait and see what Tourmas decides, and hopefully he'll offer you the job.
Yeah, it is an exciting time, I can tell you that.
Yeah, definitely a busy time as well.
That too,
mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's good. It's a good type of busy.
Yeah, and with all this work on both bands, have you actually had much time to just stop and relax and spend time with friends and family?
I've had more, you know, that years where that was happening more. To be honest, I barely had time, but that is partially why I'm happy that we're not going to have a heavy start with Revamp now, to give me a little time to do that and regain energy again for more touring. And I don't feel exhausted. I do feel like, okay, it's been a lot, and it's going to be nice to have a little more time on the couch and a little more time with a friend in a bar or, you know, for a little holiday. But it's the price of ambition sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. And when you listen to music and buy music, how do you prefer to buy it? Do you like CDs, downloads, or vinyl?
Oh, Well, it really depends on the situation, because I travel so much that most music is played while traveling and while I'm not at home in the luxurious situation where I can, you know, install my good sound system. I've never been a vinyl fan. I just didn't grow up with it. Even though it becomes more popular, and I can totally see where the nostalgia and the love for it comes from. But it's a bit of a 50-50 thing right now. I either buy things online, usually using iTunes, or I buy a physical CD. Usually the newer work I download, paying for it, obviously. And then the older, you know, the best of albums, stuff like that, I run into when I see it in the store, like, oh yeah, that's cool, I should buy that. That's usually how it happens now.
Right. And what was the last album that you bought, either as a download or CD?
I bought Sound Awake from a band called Carnival.
Yep.
It's an Australian band.
Yep.
You know it?
Yes.
I have no idea how big they are. I just recently got introduced to them, and it's like, wow, this is awesome. Yeah, this is the album Sound Awake. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think with the internet, you come across so many bands that you'd never have heard in the past, and you're almost spoiled for choice.
Even though, and that's maybe also because I'm so surrounded by musicians, I got this song, or one of the songs on this album was played to me by Marco, from the bass player from Nightwish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he played me one song, and I was like, yeah, gotta have that album.
Yeah, and I can imagine when you go to festivals and play festivals, you probably get time to watch one or two bands, and you see new bands that way. No?
Yeah. Usually, yeah, but with Nightwish, I haven't had any time. Throughout the whole festival season, it's been running.
Well, that's not good. Yeah, it's good to have a break and watch some bands if you can, but I suppose you've got press conferences or interviews. Yeah, traveling to and from the venue, all these other bits, all takes time.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay, right. That's great. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you too. Sorry again for being late, and I'm looking forward to welcome you to our shows and do the next day, okay?
Yep.
And hope you're going to enjoy them as well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Well, thanks for spreading the word about Revamp in the UK.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.